Easy.
Call Congress back to order. We are, have made some corrections and we are on reports of select committees, Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you for your patience.
Referencing ONCR 17-10, this resolution is sponsored by Congressman Shaw. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes, Congresswomen Buffalo Head and Mason. Absent, Congresswoman Edwards. Referencing resolution number ONCR 17-11. Final result is due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes, Congresswoman Buffalo Head and Mason. Absent, Congresswoman Edwards. Referencing ONCA 17-22. Final action of the committee is due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes, Congresswoman Buffalo Head and Mason. Absent, Congresswoman Edwards.
23, right?
That was 22. He'll now read 23.
I'm reading 23. Referencing ONCA 17-23. Sponsored is Congressman Tillman. Committee action is due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes is Congresswoman Buffalo Head and Mason. Absent, Congresswoman Edwards.
Point of order.
Yes, Congressman.
Not that it's any really difference-making point of order, but 1722 was the launch grant that we did last time, and he just read in four bills, and we only have three bills on the call, so.
We have four. We have four.
Well, then,
bill 22, 23, and two resolutions.
1722, it says, is the launch grant for the education division.
That's because you have the incorrect paper, which is why we recessed it, which you could fix it.
So you have a new copy in front of you.
Okay, well, I don't, but that's fine.
Sorry?
We're going to need to read the title. Okay. I'd be glad to read the title.
No, unless anyone else is confused, then we should be straight now. Okay, we're good. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Are these already on third reading? Is that where they got moved to?
Yes. All right. Thank you, Congressman. We are now on third reading. The first bill is ONCA 1722, an act to authorize and appropriate up to $450,000 to the matching grant fund to meet the 15% match requirement of the Community Connect grant from the Economic Development Fund in the Treasury and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor and I wish to close. Are there any other members of Congress who would like to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Shaw, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. I participated in the government operations committee meeting that discussed this matching grant to the Community Connect grant. So that's a matching money for a grant. And took in the presentation from the utility board. Also briefly reviewed their broadband feasibility study they submitted last year prior to Congress considering and ultimately approving a similar matching grant to establish a project at Gray Horse for broadband services. It became apparent that this is the next stage in a much larger plan that would include additional capital, either from additional partners or from loans or potentially from additional capital infusion from the nation. There's no request for that, so I can't say that. I'm just looking down the road, as we like to do when we look at appropriations and possibly future appropriations down the road. It struck me that there was a fairly long time horizon before we'd actually start seeing some return on investment. And I'm just not convinced that the merits of the appropriation exceed the threshold for this to be considered a good investment for the Osage Nation. I think it's important for us to separate the merit or the notion of providing broadband to underserved areas. One may say, well, that has good merit, that sounds good, you know, other people don't have broadband, or they don't have good broadband, or they have very slow broadband. But we need to separate the notion of providing that to underserved areas from whether it's a good investment, and whether there's a reasonable chance of getting a good return on that investment in a reasonable time horizon. And I don't believe that it's reached that threshold. The Gray Horse project is still standalone, and I'm told after the $3 million grant has been expended, they anticipate furnishing services and receiving some revenue from subscribers based on that one alone. I wasn't able to see a plan just for Gray Horse. I saw a large plan for all of the areas in Osage County that had planned. I just believe that our fiscal condition requires us to conserve our money more tightly in the Economic Development Fund for other more worthy investment opportunities, that such to where the focus on that investment is return on investment and not just provide services to underserved areas. That may be an altruistic goal, but our fiscal condition requires a return on investment and a shorter time horizon than is this investment. So I'll be voting no. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Anyone else like to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Madam Speaker, members of Congress, I was in the same meeting as my colleague Congressman Shaw, and although I take and I understand the words he's saying about economic development and it should be based on return on investment, I agree, but I believe that the investment that we make in the economy and the economic development of our communities is very important. And we've been presented an overall plan for a larger broadband project that they have shown through their studies that it is, upon completion of either Plan A or Plan B, there will be a return on the investment that we put in there. But right now, even though it's a smaller part of the larger study, we're focused on two underserved areas. The grant that we're approving today is for the Bowering area. And what I do like about this, investing our economic development funds in this, is we are building infrastructure. We're laying fiber optic cable line down that can be at given points that need be. When we go into the broader study, we can use that trunk line that's been laid to develop other areas. And we're doing this with grant funds and a very small investment of 15% on the money that we're receiving should we be awarded the grant. I think it serves a great purpose of supplying underserved areas with broadband, which is going to help their school systems, could possibly help local governments in the area, but also could help the commerce and the economy of people to do home businesses or to develop businesses, larger businesses, out in the rural areas where they would have capabilities of having good internet service. I know just personally for our business in Hominy, we depend on the internet for commerce and economy, and we're very underserved in Hominy right now. So I think the better that your community does, our Osage people live in these communities, and if they don't have the opportunity to develop businesses that can be served by broadband internet or have internet capabilities, then they're limited. So this is a competitive grant. It's the second Community Connect grant that we have applied for. We haven't even been awarded the first. Those awards are still pending. So there's a possibility that the match, the 15% match of $450,000, will not even be utilized should we not be awarded the grant. So I support this, and I hope that my colleagues will support it too. I think that the presentation that we had from the Utility Authority Board on their view and their vision of having us a communication telecom company is very, very viable. It may not be the fastest growth for our investment right now, but I believe that there will be a return on it, and I believe that they'll perform diligently. We do have the companies in place to make this happen. So I urge your support for this bill.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Anyone else? Congressman Walker.
Well, I participated in the discussion as well. I participated in hours of discussion about broadband and what it can do for our communities. We've gone down the road probably going since 2015 or so, working on the planning, conceptual portions of this. We're to this point now. We have already made an investment for the planning. I am somebody with four children that sits around on their devices a lot, more so than they probably should, and they're constantly coming up to me and saying, "Daddy, what's wrong with the internet? Daddy, the Wi-Fi isn't very good. Daddy," and I'm not saying this, well, this is a self-serving vote for you know, me supporting this. I'm saying that it's something that we need to invest in. We have aging infrastructure with water and sewer that need to be addressed eventually, but in this day and age of technology, this is a big deal, and it's an opportunity to spend $450,000, which is a lot, but it gives us the ability to get $3 million in return, and I'll be voting yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Anyone else like to speak for or against? Seeing none, I'll close.
Okay, thank you, everyone. I would like to first thank my colleagues, Congressman Walker and Congresswoman Whitehorn, for their comments. So I'll try to keep it brief because you touched on many of the things that I was going to say. I'll just comment on, I understand Congressman Shaw's concern, because that was something that I wanted to discuss as well, bringing this up again, is what is our commitment? And I actually think that the Utility Authority Board would like to see, to know what our commitment is, to specifically state what our commitment is. But they're charging ahead and doing what they can for now. I believe that these individuals have done a good job, and I stated this morning in committee that I believe that this group of these different entities who have worked on this have probably presented some of the best presentation. The collaboration between our IT department and the Utility Authority Board and the contractor that they have sought has worked on this for going on 2 years now. But I think that they have done it the way that we would like to see, and they did the feasibility study, and they presented a plan, and they have stuck with that, and they believe in it, which is why when they knew that we could not, we didn't have the funds to just give them a large sum of capital, that they went ahead and charged forward and sought these grants because they believed in this project. I think that, as Congresswoman Whitehorn stated, we're laying the infrastructure to move forward, and I think that the return, it just as a nation that we'll get back and to serve our community in and of itself is a benefit, but also they are moving towards being self-sustained as soon as possible. But it's going to be important to, as RJ said, that, you know, the technology here is so important to all of us, and my children too sit around on it and a lot. And but it's going to be important for our schools and the job creation that could be here with that capability, the emergency services that we're going to be able to serve and providing them that technology to have the latest, greatest, and be able to serve our community, I think is very vital to a rural area. But it really could bring jobs to this area. People do a lot of work for home, children homeschool. But I honestly think it's a huge part of creating more jobs, having that capability. But once they are awarded this grant, and hopefully they will be, as she stated, that they haven't received word on the first one, but they believe that they're a very, very good position to receive this grant, and I hope that they do, and that they move forward, but we'll begin to see the return as far as this, being able to serve these communities, these underserved communities. So I personally just wish that we had more capital to give them so that they can move on to all areas and not just have to go for underserved areas through these grants. So I think it's a good investment. And my colleague said, you know, I think that we should save our economic development funds for other more worthy economic development projects. And I say, like what? You know, that would be my question, because we don't have, so far we haven't seen anyone else's presentation or be in that position. Now we will hear from the LLC, but so far we don't have a return from the LLC. And so I think that, and so I'm really proud of this board for moving forward with something that could give us a return, not only as a nation to serve ourselves and our gaming with the technology and our community, but also actually charge and make a profit for this. So when they're a regulatory board. So I think we haven't seen anything back from our actual business board. So I do think that this is a worthy project to move forward on. And so I just ask that you please vote yes and support this. Thank you.
Okay, the question is, shall ONCA 1722 pass?
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
No.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 1722 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Any discussion? All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1722 as advanced to enrollment. The next bill is ONCA 1723, an act to amend ONCA 1690 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Land, Commerce, and Agriculture Division in the amount of $41,000 for the survey, site work, and construction of a greenhouse at Bird Creek Farms, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. How do you wish to proceed?
Close.
Close. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congressman Tillman, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Assistant Chief Redcorn, members of Congress. This money is federal money that comes from the BIA regional office, and I believe into the Osage agency budget. This is for a greenhouse that will be located out at Bird Creek Farms to assist and facilitate the growth of food to support a lot of the different programs from Title VI to WELA, Head Start, et cetera. I think there's a lengthy list. So again, it is federal money. It is for a greenhouse located out at the Bird Creek Farm. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 1723 pass?
Congressman
Mabry? Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supernall?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bufflehead?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 1723 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes, and ONCA 1723 is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCR 1710. A resolution to authorize the expenditure of $1,825,000 out of the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for construction of the Gray Horse Community Building and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Shaw. Congressman, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
We'll close. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, Congressman, you have the floor.
I'll wait my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 1710 pass?
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supernall?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bufflehead?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCR 1710 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, shall the alternate effective date pass? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes, and ONCR 1710 is advanced to enrollment. Next is ONCR 1711. A resolution to authorize the expenditure of $100,000 out of the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for the design and sculpture of Chief Claremore and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Maker is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll split my time.
Split? Okay, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, and all the tribal members listening in today. Okay, this is a resolution to authorize the expenditure to complete the already approved statue project of one of the most famous war chiefs of the Osage Nation. This is a tribute to him and all of our people of the past. If you ever travel and go to some other countries, you will see every one of them has statues of all the great leaders of their people. They pay tribute to the great leaders who brought them forward. And this is what this is doing. We have a lot of tribal members, constituents, and dignitaries that come here to our Osage Nation. And I think it'd be a great thing for them to come here and see a statue of one of our leaders of the past in full old-time regalia of war chief as a symbol of where we came from and also where we are going. Because we have that determination. We have that in us as Osage people. We have the spirit of those great leaders and those great chiefs in us. Look inside yourself to see if it's in there. It's there. So I think it's a great thing for us to pay tribute and homage to some of our great leaders with a beautiful statue of a war chief in full war regalia. I urge you to support this.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, Congressman, you have 6 minutes left.
I'll wait my time.
Okay. Thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 1711 pass?
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
No. ONCR 1711 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCR 1711 is advanced to enrollment. Are there any motions or notices?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are adjourning the 6th special session.